The Call of the Sea. Moken Sea People. People live in different places. What is in the natural world where they live can be very important to them. The mountains and all that they have are important to the people who live there. For people who live in the rainforest, it is the trees and animals. But for the Moken people, it is the sea and all that it gives. Home on the Sea. The Moken people were born on the sea, and that is where they spend most of their lives. They know all about the sea and the creatures that live in it. They have learnt to read the wind and the waves and know how to keep themselves safe. Over the years, many stories and legends have been told about the sea. The Moken people know these stories well. The Moken people are nomads. They don't live in the same place all the time. These people are spearfishing out of a dugout canoe. A floating house. The Moken people live for most of the year in a boat called a kabong. The kabong is like a floating house and is home for the whole family. It is dug out of a small, straight tree. The tree must be a special one, without any knotty or bumpy wood. The kabong has a kitchen, a bedroom, and a living space. It has a thatched roof, which is a good place for drying fish. Everything goes with the family on the boat, even their animals. Fishing canoe. These people are eating a meal inside the kabong. Kabong. Surviving. The Moken people mostly survive by fishing and gathering what they can from the sea. They catch fish and turtles, and at low tide they collect sea cucumbers or dive for shellfish. The Moken people never take more than they need. They just move on to find the next good fishing spot. Even before they can walk, the Moken children can swim. They learn to dive very deep and can hold their breath longer than most people. They can see under the water better than most people too. The Moken people can dive to the ocean floor without scuba gear to gather shellfish. Home on an island. When the heavy rain and winds of the monsoons come, the Moken people find an island beach to live on. Here, close to the sea, they build huts on tall bamboo poles. They do not like to go very far inland. While they wait for the monsoons to be over so they can go to the sea again, they might build a new kabong. In the island jungle, they can find food, like wild sweet potatoes. Living on the island is different from living on the kabong, but the sea is always near. During the monsoon, the Moken men repair the old kabongs or build a new kabong. A legend comes true. One day, while the Moken were waiting out the monsoon, an old man noticed something strange about the sea. It was being sucked out a long way, much further than he had ever seen before. Then he remembered the legend that he had heard. It told of the sea water going out fast and far and coming back as a man-eating wave. This giant wave, the legend said, would destroy everything in its way. The old man ran to warn everyone that a man-eating wave was coming and they needed to move quickly to higher ground.
Sela Kalathale warned everyone about the giant wave.
The giant wave. The giant wave was a tsunami, a wave that can move much faster than a person can run. Sadly, thousands of people and their homes were sucked out to sea with this tsunami. But most of the Moken people were safe in a place where the wave couldn't reach them. They were saved because they knew the signs of the sea. All over the world, people heard the story of the Moken people, and they learned something important about the sea, too. Tsunami sucks out the water at the shoreline. Children and adults light candles in sand holes to remember the thousands of people who died in the tsunami. Future of the Moken. There are some Moken people who still live as nomads, moving around on the sea in their houseboats. Now, however, not as many Moken live this way. Some live in permanent villages, in rows of thatched roofed huts on stilts. It is a different life than living on a houseboat. But just as the people who live in the mountains or the rainforest will always feel at home in these places, the Moken people will probably never be far from the call of the sea.
Index. Children. Dive. Fishing. Kabang. Legend. Legends. Moken. Monsoon. Monsoons. Nomads. Swim. Tsunami. Villages.